go. Mix 94.1, home of Mercedes in the morning.
Okay, now, sometimes you're just driving down the roads here in Las Vegas, you're minding your own business, radio on, and suddenly you drive straight into a moment that's so good, you gotta pull out your phone, and that's exactly what happened to our friend that is on the phone this morning. Hey, Tal, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, this is Tal Cooperman, everyone. He is the CMO at Thrill Sports, and thanks for coming on this morning. You created a piece of content on social media that I just really brought a smile to a lot of people's faces. Talk to us. What happened?
I was having one of those like Sundays where I was just kind of like down. I don't know why, but I have no reason, but I pulled up to the light with my wife and I looked to the left and I see this person, this amazing human, just fully rocking out in her car. And it just made me and my wife like not laugh because we were making fun. It was just like, it cheered us up. It was just so good. Sometimes music just does that to people. And I know everyone can relate. And I saw her just vibing out and I was just so happy for her. And she just made my day after that.
Now, if you missed the video, we're going to repost Tal's video. It's so great. Or you can go to his Instagram, Tallywood, at Tallywood. The woman was full on singing, living her best life to this song. Drops of Jupiter by Train, which I feel like is a Mix 94.1 anthem. And you were trying to get her attention, weren't you, Tal? And she just wasn't having it.
She was not having it. She wasn't even turning it. I was loving all of it. I even like was like, oh, maybe I don't want her to catch me at the same time. So I took my window back up, but then I was like, nope, I got to grab all of it. And I took the window back down.
So we were on the hunt. We wanted to find this beautiful person who just brought so much joy to all of us. And we put out the call yesterday. I know you yourself were putting out the call. Did we get anywhere in this situation?
We did. I reached out to a bunch of local friends of mine, my friend Heather. You know, Train even reached out to me. Like, it was kind of crazy. Like, it was a lot. And then like 48 hours went by and this beautiful human named Amber hits me up and she's like, I'm your girl. And I was like, oh my God, you really are. You really are that. You're the girl. You're the legend.
That is it. I love it. Tal, I'm so glad you captured that moment for us to see. And it's just, you're right. It just brought a smile to your face. And with so much heavy stuff going on right now, it's just nice to see stuff like that on social media. And the cool thing is we have Amber on the phone right now. Amber, good morning.
Good morning. It's me,
Amber. Oh my goodness, Amber. Now, did you think this time last week that you would be a local celebrity after just enjoying some music in your car?
Definitely not. I mean, random trip back from a grocery store.
Did you have any idea that you were being filmed at that point?
Yes. So in my rocking and bopping around, I had actually like caught that the window had been rolled down and I had seen the phone up and I just went, you know what? This is either going to be the, like, there's a random stranger who is either going to be laughing at me or laughing with me and I either make someone's day, but it's probably not really going to impact my life one way or another.
And look at it impacting your life now. What's your history with Drops of Jupiter? Does the song mean something specific to you or was it just what was on at the time?
It happened to be what was on at the time, but it was part of listening to a nostalgic mix. Been a little bit stressed lately. Went back to the music that I used to listen to with my parents while I was growing up, rocking out late at night, you know, trying to stump each other. Oh, can you guess what my music is?
When did you first find out that the video of you existed and that people were actually looking for you?
So that happened in like 3.2 seconds after finding out. So I found out Tuesday evening and like several minutes after that, like I ended up messaging Tally on his original account and was just like, hey, that was me. Hi, I'm me.
So I mean, if Train themselves, you saw Train, they commented on that. What would you want to say to Train if they were listening right now?
Hi.
Oh, I love
thanks
you.
Thanks for making childhood and life great. I mean, songs are what brings people together and can definitely cross generations. I mean, I'm only in my early 30s, so.
That is amazing. I love it, Amber. I love Tal for sharing that moment with us. We do want to let you know that we have reached out to our friends over at Train and their management. Obviously, they're very aware of the video, and we're hoping at some point we can jump on a little Zoom or maybe a conference call just to talk about your singing skills.
Oh, all right.